Thanks. Vito Gigoloni, Northeast Seafood Coalition, and sort of to what Bill said, it does make sense, Bill, what you're saying. And Russ, you may remember during the Trawlgate weeks that we all spent together, you know, Mike Fogarty was involved in those meetings and all that. And there was a discussion right to the randomized way that the surveys are done, especially on stocks like Yellowtail, where the spatial distribution of those stocks is somewhat unpredictable. As far as if you try to do it over a long-term trend, but in season, the fishermen know where they are. And the discussion was to not corrupt the randomized, you know, we know it has to be standardized, but at the same time, because there's a limited amount of samples that can be done, you can have an enormous negative impact or positive impact if we roll goose eggs, I mean, we roll snake eyes twice, right? And that's what seems to have happened in 2011, I think, that what Jim is pointing out. So the discussion was, the trade-off was to have industry, a panel, possibly have some input to just say, let's look at what the, when you do the randomized survey strata and you decide, you select your stations for the year, is to just have the industry take a look at those and advise and say, you may need to do one here or one there, otherwise you're going to miss the whole thing. We had talked about doing that. I don't know if we ever followed up with it. I never did. You know, remember having those meetings. But I think that's part of the problem. And the magnitude of the effect now is much worse than ever before because of the U.S.-Canada sharing. We now have a DFO survey that is heavily weighted on how we share the yellowtail with the Canadians.